This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Graciela Dimas. Date of birth, July the 31st, 1967. Case ID number is 627-4967. Date of exam, November the 30th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 3/23/22. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old common law married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, left foot middle toe amputation, comma, hyperthyroidism, comma, hypertension, comma, ulcers slash infection of both feet, comma, kidney pain, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a provider for 18 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with one of her daughters in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number two, left foot middle toe amputation. Number three, hyperthyroidism. Number four, hypertension. Number five, ulcers and infection of both feet. And number six, kidney pain. Number six, kidney pain. And number seven, anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, and a weight loss of 7 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does have nephropathy and mild renal failure. Her creatinine was 1.72, which is elevated, and this was a recent reading within the last week. She also has a elevated BUN of 33 and an E-glomerular filtration rate of 34.49, which is a decrease. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that her last reading was 267 milligrams / DL. The claimant states it usually comes out to 140 milligrams / DL to 400 milligrams / DL. She did take another reading, and her last reading for today was 182 milligrams / DL. She does not know what her hemoglobin A1C has been because she has not been seeing a physician. She's been going to the emergency room to be checked. She is presently on metformin 500 milligrams BID and has been diagnosed also with diabetic peripheral vascular disease as well, which was confirmed on physical examination. Number two, left foot middle toe amputation. The claimant states that since 2019, she has had problems actually with both feet. The claimant had a right foot second and third amputation with present ulcers of 2 in the plantar area of her foot, one measuring 2 centimeters and the other one 1 centimeters, which have not healed completely. She recently had a left foot amputation, which was performed November 2023, and it was for amputation of the second toe with the remaining of a 3-centimeter deep ulcerated ulcer, which appears to be oozing. these amputations were performed secondary to cellulitis and gangrene, and she has not healed well from those infections. The claimant also has severe peripheral vascular disease and deformed toes as well. She was diagnosed with diabetic ulcer cellulitis with gangrene. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 100 feet, stand for 10 minutes, climb two steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep or open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Juan Jose Salazar. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams POQD, which does give some relief. The claimant states that her physical activity includes going to the grocery store occasionally. Her other daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, listening to music, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, occasionally helping with the laundry, and reading. Her condition at this time is being treated with Bactrim DS, one tablet BID. She did receive IV antibiotics as well from the hospital. And her condition is stable, but treatment is ongoing. Allegation number 3, hyperthyroidism. The claimant states that in 2019, she was told that she had hyperthyroidism. She is presently on no medications for her condition. She does not recall what her last labs were. And she states that the only symptom she had was her noticing that she was losing weight. We were not able to obtain any more information on her condition. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having some mild blurred vision. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or headaches. She also denies any in-organ damage of myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have problems with nephropathy and a BUM of 33, which is elevated, and a creatinine level that is 1.72, which is also elevated. She is not taking any medication at this time for her blood pressure. Her blood pressure was 139 over 77 mmHg, which is normal. Number 6, renal failure. The claimant was told that she was starting to have renal failure in 2019. Her last creatinine was 1.72, which is elevated. Her BUN was 33, which is high as well. Her eGFR was 34.49, which should be above 60. It should be above 60 milliliters. She is presently not on dialysis and is being observed closely. She was told that she was going into renal failure, second to the multiple antibiotics that she was taking. However, her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 7, anxiety. The claimant states that since her first operation in 2019, she has been suffering from anxiety. She states that she feels sadness, comma, has crying spells, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, increased eating, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, and occasional anger. She states at times she has no desire to take a bath, but she does, and she tries to groom herself as much as possible. Her mental status was normal, as she appeared to be well-kept and was wearing casual attire. She was very cooperative and had good eye contact with me and did carry on a very good conversation. She was alert and oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her mannerisms and movements were normal. Her speech rate had good clarity, tone, and she was articulate but slow. She does have problems with her memory, but her thought processes were normal. The claimant states that she does hear voices, and but denies seeing shadows. She states that she likes to be alone and likes to read by herself. She denies any substance abuse and is presently on no medications at this time. She has not worked since 2019. And she does have a husband who is common law, who she is not with at this time. The claimant was diagnosed with anxiety and appears to be fairly stable. Family history: the father had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications: Bactrim DS, 1PO BID, metformin 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, renal failure, comma, varicose vein surgery on the right leg, comma, chronic lumbar sacral back pain, comma, hyperthyroidism, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, anxiety, comma, diabetic peripheral vascular disease, comma. Right foot surgery in 2019 with second and third toe amputations with ulcers of two presently in the plantar area, measuring 2 centimeters and 1 centimeter. Left foot surgery in November of 2023, with amputation of the second toe and with a 3 centimeter deep ulceration, which appears to be oozing at this time. C-section times 3, cholecystectomy. Social history: the claimant states she has a positive history of smoking for 2 years. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam: temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit. Weight 174 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and 3 fourths inches tall, BP 139 over 77 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 31. General: this is a 56-year-old female. who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation and appeared to be somewhat depressed. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant did have some missing upper teeth noted on examination. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant had some clubbing and cyanosis that were noted on both the lower extremities with a poor circulation. She also appears to have some varicose veins. There are ulcers on the plantar foot, as well as some mild pitting edema. Calves were mildly tender. The Homan sign was negative. The claimant has deformity of all her toes. On the right side, she has a second and third toe amputation with two plantar ulcers, one measuring 2 centimeters and the other one 1 centimeter. On the left foot, she also has cyanosis and amputation of the second toe with 3 centimeter deep ulceration of the plantar area. The claimant also has deformity of the toes as well. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lower legs, mild joint swelling, erythema, but no effusion was noted. There is some deformity secondary to the amputations of both toes, of both feet, and she does have ulcer formation in the plantar areas of both feet. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy. And the claimant had difficulty in moving her toe. She does have deformity of both feet. Straight leg raise examined the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the hands and feet. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 0. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms, especially of the shoulder area, as well as the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas, except for both hands, which were plus 3/5. She also has decreased strength, a plus 3/5 for her feet. The claimant is able to ambulate, though. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, second in the form of bilateral toe amputations, as well as plantar ulcers on both feet. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally at this time, secondary to the surgeries of her feet and deformity of her toes. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus, bilateral foot and toe amputations with signs of cellulitis and gangrene, and problems with renal failure. Probable diagnoses: number one, diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time with metformin. Her last blood glucose level was 182 mg/dL. The claimant appears to be poorly controlled at this time. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. Allegation number two, left foot, second toe amputation with 3 centimeter deep ulceration of the plantar area. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant also has a history of a second and third toe amputation of the right foot with present ulcers of 2 centimeters and 1 centimeter, also on the plantar foot of the right foot, which have not healed completely. Number three, hyperthyroidism not being treated at this time. There is very little information on her condition. It was not confirmed with medical records. It is mentioned, but no treatment is being given. And the claimant states she has no idea if her condition is resolved or not. Allegation number four, hypertension. Not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 139/77 mmHg. Number five, ulcers of both feet with cellulitis and gangrene, confirmed with physical examination, has been treated surgically, and the claimant is presently taking antibiotics. Number two, renal failure. The claimant had abnormal labs indicating renal failure at this time. She is being observed closely to make sure she doesn't have to go on dialysis. She appears to be stable at this time. Number seven, anxiety, not being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable, and psychological exam appears to be normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Graciela Dimas.